You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. It is a beautiful, well, kind of beautiful Sunday evening here on the Lafayette College campus. DJ Double C has joined us here in the studio this evening. We're still working on his DJ name. It's a work in progress, but it's coming along. If you have any suggestions, feel free to reach out to us here at the studio. If you do not have my personal cell phone number, which I think probably everybody listening tonight does, feel free to give a call into the station at 610-330-5316 or go right on down to wjrh.org and click on the play button at the top of the screen. You just listened to The White Boy Is Back by Everlast, and we're going to keep things rolling here with the Bar K's. This is Too Hot to Stop. That was Too Hot to Stop, part one. I guess there's a part two of that. I'm going to do some investigating and get back to you guys. That was the Bar K's back in 1993. Thanks to everyone for tuning in this evening. Hope everybody is having a good end to their weekend. Nice to be back in the studio finally. It's been a very challenging term coursework-wise for me, so I've been very busy the past couple weekends and gone home a couple of those weekends as well to spend some time with my family, which has been very nice as well, and looking forward to spending some more time with them over the Thanksgiving break with one DJ special guest and his crew out in the city of Chicago, Illinois. Very excited to get out there and see everybody. Hopefully some of those ears are listening in this evening as we look towards Halloween this week. I know I'm excited for it. Usually a couple fun weekends on the college campus around Halloween, so a lot of things have been going on here this weekend, I'm sure. Although this weekend I was lucky enough to head out to Louisville, Kentucky. Got to go to a associate college media conference. I've been writing for the school paper this term, as some of you may know, and I got to go out there this weekend with another one of the editors from the newspaper, and had a couple day conference, bunch of very interesting talks. I feel inspired and ready to write some more. So it was a lot of fun, and I had a very early morning. Wake up this morning at 5 a.m., so I'm on my last little bit of energy here, and wanted to get back in and do another episode for everybody. So if you have any requests, feel free to call into our station hotline. That's 610-330-5316, and we're going to keep things rolling here with Naz. This is from Illmatic. I think you guys are going to know this one. This is It Ain't Hard to Tell. That was Naz from the Illmatic back in 1994. One of the singles released in between two other excellent singles by Naz, Halftime in 1992 and The World Is Yours in 1994. I've played The World Is Yours before. That was a request from the Southern Falcon down in Tallahassee, Florida, otherwise known as my grandfather, who put that request in last I think the last show, actually. Yeah, it's been a little while, though. It's been about a month since I've been back in here. And that song, as you might have recognized, especially towards the start of the first verse, samples Human Nature, a great song by Michael Jackson back in the 80s or 90s, I believe. Not an expert on that one. And also sampled from a song by Kool and the Gang, I believe, as well. Sampled a couple different songs there. Want to give a quick shout out as well to Mr. Alan Vance in Burlington, Vermont. Had the pleasure of running into him this weekend. He told me he would potentially tune in this evening. What's that, DJ Double C?
Bob Vance Refrigeration.
Bob Vance Refrigeration. That's right. That is an excellent reference from The Office. We got to get you on the mic here once you're finished with your homework. DJ Double C is finishing up some homework here. One of my close friends from Deerfield Academy. What's up?
Acquaintance.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. we're still working out the friendship acquaintance barrier there, but I'm making progress day by day. One of my closest friends from Deerfield, and another one of my friends from the area, Alan Vance, who lives just down the road from me, and I haven't been in contact with him recently, but I had the pleasure of running into him spontaneously this past weekend in Kentucky. We had no idea that we were at the same conference, and we were there for about almost the entire time. We ran into each other at the very last talk of the conference, the closing ceremony, if you will. And I sat a row in front of him, and he patted me on the shoulder, and we ended up grabbing dinner and having a good last night there before the early wake up this morning. So small world, unbelievable. Had absolutely no idea who was going to be there. So we're going to keep things rolling here. We're switching on over to Doggy Style. This is Snoop D-O-double-G. You're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop on WJRH 104.9 FM.
Back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, funky at the dot. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, but don't lose your grip. 9 trizz ain't the year's in for me to fuck up, shit. So I ain't holding nothing back, and motherfucker, I got 5 on the 20 sack. It's like that, and as a matter of fact, cause I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must, we drop gangsta.
What's my motherfucking name? To the wild, creeping and crawling, Yiggy, yes, yo, and Snoop Doggy Dogg in the motherfucking house like every day. Dropping shit with my nigga, Mr. Dr. Dre. Like I said, niggas can't fuck with this. And niggas can't fuck with that shit that I drop, cause you know it don't stop. Mr. 187 on the motherfucking top. Tick tock, now with a Glock, just some nuts in the clock. Robbing motherfuckers, and I kill them blood cops. And I step through the fog, and I creep through the small, cause I'm Snoop Doggy, Doggy, Doggy.
Oh.
Hands in the motherfucking air and wave the motherfuckers like you just don't care. Yeah, roll up the dank and pour the drink and watch it stink.
Why?
Cause doggies on the gang. My bank rolls on swole. My shit's on hit legit. Now I'm on parole. Stroke with the dog pound right behind me. And up in your bitch is where you might find me. Playing that G-bang. She want the nigga with the biggest nuts. And guess what? He is I and I am him, slim with a tilted brim. What's my motherfucking name?
Nasty dog, doggy dog. That was Snoop D-O-double-G, otherwise known as Calvin Broadius Jr. He has done a lot of different things in his career. He's done some acting. I've seen him in some movies, obviously a ton of music, and not all of the funky hip-hop variety that you just listened to. He's done some reggae from his Jamaican roots, and he's also done some WrestleMania, believe it or not, and he released a gospel album this year, so pretty talented guy. Very multifaceted, and that is an excellent album. I've played a few songs from that before. Gin and Juice is one of my personal favorites. That was back in 1993. We're going to keep things going here with Sleepy Brown and Outkast. I'm going to continue to try to convince DJ Double C to get on the mic here once he finishes his homework. We're students here. We're on a deadline trying to finish things here on a Sunday evening.
30 minutes ago.
Yes, the deadline was 30 minutes ago for him, at least, but the teacher did send him two different deadlines. So he's kind of, he's going to take the two deadlines, he's going to average them. So the first one was 6 p.m., the second one was 10 p.m., and so I think 8 p.m. seems like a reasonable estimate for that. So we're going to get him on the mic here in a little bit. He's being a little bit cagey right now, as DJ DeVault was when she first came into the studio as well. It's hard to get people on the mic here. I try to tell the people it's not very stressful when you have a listening crowd of 10, of 4. Yeah, maybe of 4. It might be of 4. But
I'm not listening right now. So
yeah. No, I think you count. You're in the studio. So I have at least one listener, but hopefully some of my blood relatives are tuning in here as well. I'm waiting for one of them to tell me that they're tuning in so I can give them a shout-out, but we'll wait for that. Perhaps I'm in on this one all by myself. We're going to keep things rolling here with Sleepy Brown and Outkast. You're listening to DJ Drew and Your Mother's Hip Hop.
This is dedicated to the lover.
To the lover.
In you, in you, in you.
Leather in the summer, silk in the winter. This is such an art, where do I begin? Used to sing tenor in the church choir. Really, I was flexing, but the girls, they were fine. I'm that type of guy that noticed subtle signs. When I cuddle mine, she ain't even trying to look sexy. But even if she was, so what? Motherfucker, grow up, don't mean to be so abrupt. But that lets me know that she's a human being. And being human's hard on the boulevard. Girl, you got it bad. Glad I'm not one, but yet you got it good. You are the hot one, but I'm Andre, Benjamin Andre to be exact. You'd hope to meet a gentleman one day, well this is that. In fact, Dookie introduced us at a show about a year or so ago, I don't know. Mine slips me, I'm in the southern states, you know, where all the pimps be dressing all boogie and carrying ugly cups. And yes, you're getting booed if your shit do not get down. And yes, you're getting sued by women who didn't get up out they seat on the bus. And feet shouldn't rust, and beat is a must. And we shouldn't lust, but we do. I'm laughing at the calendars and clocks, Ascot to mesh
match the socks. What's in your speaker box, pink and blue? You're lollygagging, you're slow poking, you got me open, you're playing with me. Darling, I'm not a toy, as if Anita Baker brings the joy. You're kinder, the tyner, meaning the real McCoy. I can't wait.
Then I'll dial another date. That means find another face to replace, 'cause I can't wait.
This is dedicated to the
listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm DJ Drew, and this is your mother's hip-hop. If you'd like to listen to this evening's show not on FM radio, go right on over to WJRH.org or call our phone hotline at 610-330-5316.
Black hair and your fat ass thighs. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my way. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, a Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. Perceptions on my mind pulled the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop dimes 'cause you couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, be set.
You couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, be set.
You couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, be set.
Insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. you on the app and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of poontang until it stinks. You can be my mama and I'll be your boy.
Original rude boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. What? But hun, you got the goods like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run the yap. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging up in my Jeep. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me save the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacy Beagle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the ass jack is really so on ice. The character is of man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice.
That was A Tribe Called Quest from the anthology with Electric Relaxation back in 1994. You're still listening to DJ Drew here on WJRH 104.9 FM. Beautiful Sunday evening here. We're about half, just past the halfway point, of our of the hour and of our program here this evening. We're going to be streaming online on WJRH.org. every Sunday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. And I am going to be doing this consistently throughout the remainder of the term. Past couple weeks of midterms have been real busy, but I don't want to deny my faithful following the opportunity to indulge in some more excellent 70s, 80s, and 90s old school hip hop. If you have any requests, feel free to give us a call here at the station. And if you would like to listen to tonight's recording, if you can't make the show this evening, feel free to go to wjerich.org. Click on the Programs tab and scroll right on down to your mother's hip-hop. You can listen to anything from all the way back to last September when I recorded my very first episode. Ah, what a long way we have come. We are going to switch up the mood a little bit here. I played one tribute earlier in my first show of the semester, but I wanted to play a little bit more. Got a chance to listen to some more of Aretha Franklin's excellent work on my plane flights early this morning. So with that being said, we're going to kick things over to the Queen of Soul here. This is Rocksteady. You're listening to your mother's hip-hop.
Stop that!
You just listened to The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, on Your Mother's Hip Hop. That was Rock Steady, one of her funkier, jazzier pieces, if I do say so myself. Big fan of that one. And keeping theme with, excuse me, and keeping in tune with this evening's theme here. DJ Double C is still working over there. He's got to develop four killer questions. So they have to be good. And they are talking with a founder of a startup tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon, excuse me. And it's got to have some good questions there for the folks in charge, and for his class professor, of course. So he's getting there. I think we are going to have to talk a little bit about the Los Angeles Dodgers, unfortunately. I've been trying to avoid that topic as much as I possibly can, but as DJ Q and the Southern Falcon and my baby brother and all the other the Blue fans out there, a tough evening last night. But we're gonna talk about it a little bit. Might even get a prediction out of DJ Double C by the end of the evening if he's finished with his assignment. So stick around. He's gonna come on here in the next 10 or so minutes if I can keep persuading him. Just a quick reminder, if you'd like to call into our studio phone hotline, 610-330-5316. Next up, we've got Tupac. This is How Do You Want It?
Got a nickel wanting it so bad I'm about to pass out. Wanna dig you, and I can't even lie about it, baby. Just alleviate your clothes, time to fly about. Catch you at a club, oh shit, you got me feeling. Body talking shit to me, but I can't comprehend the meaning. Now if you wanna roll with me, then this your chance. Do an 80 on the freeway, police catch me if you can. Forgive me, I'm a rider, still I'm just a simple man. All I want is money, fuck the fame, I'm a simple man. It's the international, player with the passport. Just like a ladder, bitch, get you anything you ask for. It's either him or me. Champagne, Hennessy, a favorite of my homies. When we floss on our enemies, witness as we creep to a low speed. People to hold me, pump some more weed, bump, you don't need. Approaching hoochies with a passion, been a long day. But I've been driven by attraction in a strong way. Your body is banging, baby, I love it when you're flown. It's time to give it to daddy, nigga, now tell me how you want it. Come to talk, am I a fool or what? Positions on the floor, it's like erotic. Ironic, cause I'm somewhat psychotic. I'm hitting switches on bitches like I've been fixed when I drop it. Up and down like a roller coaster. I'm up beside you, I ain't quick until the show is over. Cause I'm a rider, in and out, just like a robbery. I'll probably be a freak and let you get on top of me. Get the rockin' knees, nights full of Alize. A living legend, you ain't heard about these niggas, play these Cali days. See, Lawrence Tucker, use a motherfucker. Instead of trying to help a nigga, you destroy your brother. Worse than the others, Bill Clinton, Mr. Bado. You're too old to understand the way the game's so. You're lame, so I gotta hit you with the hot facts. Once I'm released, I'm making millions, niggas top that. They wanna sit to me, they'd rather see me in the cell. Living in hell, only a few of us are in a tail. Now everybody talking about us, I could give a fuck. I'd be the first ones to bomb and cuss. Nigga, tell me how you want. Cause I jump on the roof before I was a teenager. Mobile phone, sky pager, game roots. I'm living major, my adversary is looking rugged. They paranoid and freaking rugged. One of us gon' see the cemetery. My only hope is survive. If I was to stay alive, getting high, see the demons in my eyes. Before I die, I wanna live my life in ball. Make a couple million, and then I'm
chillin', fade them all. These taxes got me crossed up and people tryna sue me. Media is in my business and they actin' like they know me. But I'ma mash out and peel out. I'm ready quick, that's quick to whip the fuckin' steel out. Yeah, nigga, it's some new shit, so better get up on it. When you see me, tell a nigga how you want it. How do you want it?
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio here in lovely Easton, Pennsylvania. It's Sunday evening, about 10 minutes before the hour of 7, and you just listened to Tupac. That was How Do You Want It, featuring Casey and JoJo. That was the remastered version. If some of my listeners may have noticed that there's been a stronger prevalence of profanity in the music the past couple times. No, but this is a positive message. I attended the DJ training again at the beginning of this trimester. Jeez, I'm not at Deerfield anymore. We don't do trimesters now. At the beginning of the semester. And it turns out that I am not allowed to say any of the words, these said profane words, over air, which makes sense. However, it can be in the music, which is good to know. I think as long as it's not excessive, and I think it's been too excessive. There's a fair amount of profanity in 80s and 90s hip hop, especially when we're playing Tupac, Nas, Biggie, Snoop Dogg. There's a lot of profanity in that music, so we're gonna keep going with that. So if young cousin Neil is in the room, perhaps we'll have the earmuffs for him. But everybody else is free to listen. Next Sunday, November 4th, we are going to have another recording of Your Mother's Hip Hop from 6 to 7 p.m. Defensive lineman Teron Hampton from the Lafayette Leopards football team is going to be in here doing a brief one-on-one interview with me, talking about their recent victory yesterday over the Fordham Rams in New York. They came out victorious 21-13. With C.J. Amiel, the senior captain, and very talented running back, and another younger running back, Selwyn Simpson, combining for 245 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns, which I think is certainly a rushing record since I've been a student here. They're not usually a very strong rushing team. They're not usually a very strong passing team either. But we're working on that a little bit. Baby steps. They're 3-5 so far, and they have a very winnable game next weekend against Holy Cross here at Fisher Stadium at 12:30 p.m. next Saturday. And then 2 weeks from that date, now we're if you're doing the math in your head here, this is November 17th. The 154th meeting of the Lafayette Lehigh football rivalry is taking place here. DJ Double C is talking with his representatives right now and trying to get a seat in the press box with me to cover it live. But don't miss out on being part of this tradition and college football's most played rivalry. And also, let's not have the Lehigh fans fill the stadium. Because Lord knows our team could use every advantage it can get. So go on over to goleopardstickets.com Or call the ticket office at 610-330-5471 or head on down to Kirby Sports Center on weekdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to purchase your tickets. Student tickets are priced at $15, so make sure to bring your student ID with you and head on down there and get your tickets. It's going to be a sold-out event, certainly, and I think I may be lucky enough to be in the press box for that one, but for everybody else, head on down and grab those tickets before those get sold out. You're not going to want to miss that one. We're going to switch things over to a little bit of old school rock very briefly before finishing up with a couple more songs to cap off this wonderful episode of Your Mother's Hip Hop. Thanks to everybody for tuning in this evening, and we're going to keep things moving here with 38 Special. This is Hold On Loosely. You're listening to DJ Drew and Your Mother's Hip Hop.
Baby.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm DJ Drew. Head on over to WJRH.org if you'd like to listen to this program on your computer, internationally even, or if you'd like to give us a call here at our phone hotline in the station, that's 610-330-5316. I'd like to welcome in DJ Double C into the studio. Hey, DJ Double C, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Excellent. DJ Double C is going to talk to us about the current political climate in Qatar. No, I'm just kidding. He's going to be talking. We're going to talk a little bit of baseball. So our beloved, my family's beloved Los Angeles Dodgers, or as we like to refer to them as the Bums, dropped the third game of their best of seven series, the World Series, if you're not living under a rock. And game five is tonight at 8:15. DJ Double C, what went wrong for the Dodgers last night?
Well, it's just bullpen.
Bullpen. You see that? What do you think the turning point in the game was there? Is it that Madsen three-run homer to make it 4-3?
That did it, yeah.
Yeah, or the Jansen.
But even Jansen, coming in, got one of the best closers in baseball. Couldn't get the job done again two nights in a row.
Eerily reminiscent of the World Series in the past, isn't it? Against the Astros last year.
Yes.
Two blown saves, excuse me, cost him. I know my my grandfather and my my dad are contributing to a GoFundMe to fire Dave Roberts after last night's game. They got that started up, so feel free to head on over there. I'll make sure to send a link out to my faithful following here to make sure you guys can contribute to that that very very good mission here. And can we get a prediction for tonight? How are we feeling about tonight's game?
I mean, I'd like to see the series go on, get a little longer, get some better games, but I don't know. I think the Red Sox close it out. I mean, the Dodgers have Kershaw going, but he's really got to pitch a gem for them to win.
He really does. So, not a big run scoring team.
Not at all.
You got a score for me? What do you think? High score and low scoring one? Right?
I'll go 5-3.
5-3 Red Sox. Yeah. All right. Interesting. I have a feeling. I've watched a lot of these games. I have a feeling the Dodgers are going to be leading. I have a feeling they're going to be leading. Everybody's going to get jazzed up, and then I have a feeling they're going to let up a back-breaking hit, much like they did in last night's game. Pretty unbelievable. It was a 0-0 game in the sixth and ended up with 15 runs over the last three innings. Unbelievable display of offense.
That was surprising.
Oh, my goodness. I was, not really unfortunate enough to tune in the sixth inning. And watch that Yasiel Puig three-run homer to energize the crowd and put the Dodgers up 4-0, and I thought that was it, but there was a lot of baseball left to be played. So we'll see this evening when the Los Angeles Dodgers take on the Boston Red Sox at Chavez Ravine in Los Angeles, California, this evening at 8:15 p.m. I know the two of us are going to be tuning in as soon as DJ Double C finishes that elusive homework assignment.
Yeah, pretty much got it done, so.
Almost there.
I think we're in good shape.
Academics first, right? Radio show second.
Of course.
Definitely. Thanks, big thanks to DJ Double C for tuning in this evening. We're still working on names, so if you have any suggestions, feel free to call in. This is not going to be the last time you hear him here on this radio station as we transform from acquaintances into friends?
Maybe at some point. We'll see. The jury's still out on that one.
Got it. Okay. Gotcha. So we're going to keep waiting, but I'll keep you guys posted. Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, we're going to keep things rolling here. Out to my boys in blue. Hopefully this will bring a good luck charm for the game or a scoreless inning from Kenley Jansen. I'm not sure, but this is his walk-in song, so we're going to get a little California love tonight. You're listening to Tupac on your mother's hip-hop.
Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Tupac with California Love. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say probably his most popular song. That might not be going out on a limb. Certainly the first one I listened to, and hopefully that'll bring some good luck vibes to our beloved boys in blue, the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight, and Kenley Jansen this evening. Hopefully we can get a scoreless inning out of him, and we'll see how they do this evening. I'm going to be watching through my hands very nervously, or not watching at all. I might just save myself the stress, but either way, hopefully a positive result, and we can at least watch a little bit more baseball before we have a long hiatus until mid-February and March with the regular season games. Is it March or is it April? When does the MLB season start? I think it's in March. April? Might be April. Yeah. Exactly. It's a long season either way. We've got one more song for you this evening coming from Crazy Sexy Cool. This is TLC, and this song has a little bit of specific relevance to DJ Double C and I from one of our favorite movies. The other guys makes a number of TLC references during it, so I think you guys are going to know this one as well. You're listening to Creep on Your Mother's Hip Hop. Was TLC, the lovely ladies who created Crazy Sexy Cool, and that one goes out to DJ Double C here in the studio from one of our favorite movies that we watched Geez, I almost just said growing up. We met in high school. But that was an excellent flick. Head on over and check that out. I came up with a theory, actually. I haven't gotten any text from my relatives, and I'm thinking it might be because DJ Q is disappointed that his Cardinal Magic fantasy team is getting whooped by my Grumpy Cats this week. That's possible. That's just a hypothesis. I'm not sure. There's a chance that's why, but to anybody and everybody who tuned in, thank you very much. Feel free to listen to this evening's recording on wgrh.org/program/yourmothershiphop, and feel free and please do tune in next Sunday. We're going to have Teron Hampton, the defensive lineman on the Lafayette Leopards football team, in here to discuss their game against Holy Cross next weekend and this past weekend's result against Fordham, a victory for them, and also to talk about the upcoming Lehigh Lafayette game, which is going to pit some of our acquaintances against each other here. So very much looking forward to that. Thanks to everybody for tuning in tonight, and we're going to finish, as we always do, with ends.
Ends. Some people were robbed their mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, I want my ends. I knew this cat named Bill, he didn't have a dollar. He was all the material, Ivy League scholar. Had a PhD, had an MBA. But now he's waiting tables cause it's rent to pay. Companies downsizing, inflation's rising. Can't find a job, he's feeling kind of stressed. Doesn't even feel the effects when he says. Forgot to count how many times he's been blessed. So he falls off track, starts smoking the crack. And once it hits his brain, starts to chain react. Tells his shirt off his back, shoes off his feet. He's losing all his teeth, now he's out in the street. And all of a sudden he's like Jesse James, trying to stick up his for their watches and chains. But he's from business school and he's nervous with the tools. So he ends up on his back in a bloody pool for the end. They mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, I want my ends. I knew this chick named Sally. She had a nice strut. Everywhere that I went, she was up in the cut. Swinging that butt like Glacier Ahead. Only rap the men's that rock the flock, yeah. Brand name wearing, champagne waving. Jewels around the neck, lifestyle she's craving. Ain't no saving, she's doing all the spending. If you do the lending, she'll do the bending. Straight machine bending, it's money for take. Shopping sprees, get her on her knees. And if you hit her with the keys of your crib, you acting funny. Come home one day, find her counting out your money. Wetlands all the way to the Apollo. If you're broke, she's spitting. If you're rich, she might swallow. For the ends. Some people were robbed their mother. For the ends. Rats snitch on one another. For the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered. For the ends. So before we go any further, made a lot of noise, making money on the block, and kids was on their job. They was tougher than leather, like Reverend Run. DMC, they was toting guns, holding weight, going out of state, stacking mad chips and pushing fat whips. Fly jewels and clothes, and got no job. And then one disappeared and one got robbed for the ends. Some people were robbed their mother. Rats snitch on one another for the ends.
get murdered for me.